Finish one thing from last week. The last thing that the Ram says in terms of what the takidim, or as we discussed what it is exactly, of Mikdash, ubo yehiye hakibutz b'moadim. So the question is, what does the Rambam want with kibbutz? Kibbutz sounds like a conglomerate. There were a lot of people. So my Rebbe used to say that besides, he didn't say it in this Rambam, but I assume he could have said it in this Rambam, besides as a kiyum, an individual kiyum of Alil Rego, there's a kiyum of the community, of the tzibur, Bevoi Kol Yisrael. That's the pasuk in Bevoi Kol Yisrael Leiros Es Pnei Hashem Elokech V'Mokom Hashivcha. So that, you know, is going on Hakel. The question maybe means in general there's an issue of tzibur in Alil Rego, and the Emes is Rambam in the Vuchim does point in that direction. Because the Rambam Mechil Gimel Perik Mem Vov says the following: V'tam Toeles Hachag Hu Yadua. What's it explained for? L'ma Shiagia Li'odem Min HaKibbutz Ahu. That is the Toeles of the Chag. HaMischadesh HaTera Ba'Afolos Ahu. Whatever that means. It's very strange. You have to see the Arabic probably. V'hishayev, somehow there's a schachus of, I guess, man's commitment to Torah, whatever that means. V'hishayev b'nei odom v'chevo k'sosom. It brings out the community feeling, man's interaction, connection with his fellow man. And that's part of what Ali Regev is all about. That's what the Chag is all about. V'ishayim b'nei odom v'chevro k'sosom el k'sosom v'kol shekein v'mitzas hakel asher taima mefurish l'man yishmu v'yirov. So it's a kol shekein, but basically my Rebbe's quotation of the pasuk of Hakel according to Rambam in the Vuchim is correct. It's a kol shekein. Hilu Koshke means you don't say an apple is more than an orange. It's the same thing, but one's more. But it's the same line. Okay. Now, what I want to do over here is I want to turn the world upside down. Okay? Now, if you recall, the Arabic translation of the more exact Arabic translation of what the Rambam calls the purpose, or we discussed what he actually means, purpose of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, he calls it Beis Miyuad, and it's a multifaceted place. And the way Kapach really defines it, if you recall, the way he wants to use, he defines the word. Just one second here. Based in Arabic, it's based mixod shehei hu hamatora umerkas kivun hamachshava shel klal ha'om bevchinus mechlal deboy drisha. It said everyone, that's where it's at. That's where everyone's mindset is the mikdash, which is a very different translation. A very different in Arabic play, the way he does it in Mitzvah Chof, where he says it's basically Beis Avodah. Okay? And in fact, if you recall, the first tafkid in when he talks of Mitzvah Chof, when he talks about Beis Avodah, he says, Ubo Tiach Rovo, Ubo Tiach Voros Eish Tomid, which basically is Avodah. And that certainly is the Rambam's approach in Mishneh Torah, because Hilchos Beis HaBechira begins Sefer Avodah. However, in Sherish Yudbeis, I'm a little bit nervous about it, especially since the first Tapkin, before he mentions Hakrovo, who says Ubotia Pnia, he says Beis Mixod, which is means the Beis HaMiyuot, Ubotia Pnia, Ubotia Krovo. So there's something more going on over here in Sherish Yudbeis, and he seems to be veering away from it as he moves to Sefer Mitzvos and certainly Mishneh Torah. So what I'd like to say is, lulei the mistafino, that the Rambam's approach, at least over here at Sherish Yudbeis, and the Ramban in his Asogas to Mitzvah Lamed, Mitzvah Tzei Lamed Gimel, is just the opposite of what the world knows, the Ram Shita, and the world knows the Ram Shita from Sefer, from Mishneh Torah, and from the Ramban al Torah. And I'll show it to you, and it's amazing, I think. The Ramban al Torah is very clear. It's in Shmos, Perichov Hei Posig Beis. I'm reading you a little bit. He's talking about that there is a divus ponim upon him. V'nehem kedoshim ruim shiye bohem mikdosh lahashois shchinosei beinayim. The mikdosh is that the shchino of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be there. Ulechein tziva tchilo al dvar mishkan shehelei bayis b'seichom mekudosh l'shmo v'shom yidah be'imoyishim yitzabes b'nei Yisrael. It's the place where the Rebbeinu Lishlom speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, and through Moshe Rabbeinu to B'nai Yisrael. V'hine, Iker ha-chefetz b'mishkan, hu mokom menuchas ha-shechina. Mishkan is mokom menuchas ha-shechina. Shehu ha-oron. The oron, it is very strange to see about this, the Ramban says, the mainstay of the chefetz for mishkan, for mikdash is oron. כמו שאומר ונועדתי לך שום ודיברתי איתך מהכפורס. על כן הקדים האורן והכפורס בכאן כי הוא המוקדם במעלה. Therefore, וסומך לאורן השולחן והמנוי ראשיים כאילו כמו. Therefore, when the Rambam, when the Torah says that the Osuli Mikdosh, the first Kaili which is mentioned is Oren. Because that is Otot Techefse for Mikdash and Mishkan. That's the Ramban al Torah. And the Rambam, L'Chayra, quoting Beis HaMikdash both in Sefer Mitzvot and Mitzvah Chof and in the beginning of Sefer Avodah as Beis HaMukhan Hashem L'Avodah, L'Chayra, it's a Mokhem Avodah. So according to the Ramban, the Ikar Tafkid is Mokom HaShechina, and the Kesh of the Shechina Tznes Knes Yisrael. And according to the Ramban, it's Mokom HaVeda. But L'Chayra here, it's Menachos Boy. Because the Ramban, in his Asogis, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, are very close to what the Ramban says in Mishneh Torah. And the Ramban over here is very close to Rambam. Because the Rambam says, how do you define this mitzvah kolelet and eichus hamaisa? What do you do? After immediately says, what does he say? He says, yiduosh, he starts, yiduosh yesh shehoreinu la'asa ismaisa mesuyim, ויאפקח איסך הקוסם וביר איכס המייסה. ומפורש את השם שאיס גבר ממה הוא קורא. It's immediately after the mitzvah kolelis, which is v'osali mikdosh, then there's a biir eichas hamaisa, okay? Which is the various halokim of the mitzvah. What in the Torah is immediately after the mitzvah v'osali mikdosh? It's oren. So you would have assumed that the Rambam is defining things over here in the Beit HaMiyuah especially, or both Tiapnia, that the Oren is the mainstay of the Mikdash, even though he's veering away from this, both in Sefer Mitzvahs and the Mishneh Torah. But he doesn't say what it is. He's very, you know, he's very fuzzy-wuzzy. He doesn't commit himself to anything. But he does say that the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMiyuot, which is called, it's Elof Tidroshu, and the main tafkid of the Mikdash is Ubotia Priya. And he says, what is the Sheirish? What is this example of Mikdash? Immediately after the Tzivui, you find the Chalakim. And what's there? That's Olim. That's what he says. We also do Mikdash Shekhanti B'Sokhan, Koshan, Anima Oizcho, Eis Tavlis HaMishkan, Eis Tavlis Kokei L'Chein Tassu, we also, Alon, I say Shitin. So that's it. So therefore, it could be that the Ram is very careful, only over here in the Shroshim, he calls the mitzvah of Mikdash Beit Miyuot, and he's putting it together. The whole discussion over here might only be in Sherish Yudeis. That's a very strange thing. But Mishneh Torah is very clear, as I pointed out, that the mitzvah of the Mikdash is a Beit Avodah. Therefore, it's the beginning of Sefer Avodah. And the Ikar Tafkid of Mikdash is Akrova. And there's no mention in Mishneh Torah of the Elof Tiyapniyah. Not at all, any place in where he talks in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where the Tafkid of Mikdash is. And therefore, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he calls it also, he's not like the way he is in the Shoshim. And the first topic is Beis Avodah, and the second thing, Uboti Akrova, Uboti Avodah Eish Tomet. Then he mentions, Ki'ilu, there also is an Inyan of Elav Apnia, and he falls off this completely in Mishneh Torah. Okay, now. Now, this, however, then we'll talk about this a little bit more marichus. My Rebbe was medayik in Rambam that in mitzvah chof, he really was medayik in Mishneh Torah, in Perek Aleph, which was based on Bechira, I think halacha hey, but it's also in Sefer Mitzvah, mitzvah chof, that when he talks about the Ram Shita is that the klei hamikdash a part of the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMikdash. That's the Chalokim. But the Ram does not mention Olim. Hain, as the Kelim as Shulchan, Meneira, Mitzvah HaPnimi, Mitzvah HaChitzoy, Kiyo, Kanoi, and in fact in the Ksav Yad, in the way it is in Frankel now, in the original Ksav Yad, but he wasn't like that in the first. Shiva Kelim, Yesh B'mei Shiva Kelim. And those are the Shiva Kelim. And he says very clearly, if you look at Mitzvah Chav, he says, Hine nisvoye lecho, shebinye beis bechim mitzvahs b'fnei asmoy, v'abiyano sha'klolois hazeis, klolois protim, u'sha'menoiro v'ashurcha v'amizbech v'zulason, Kulam mechelke amikdash. So you don't know what the zulasim are. If you're not sure, it could be kiyon kanoi, could be the same as Mishneh Torah. We don't know. Vakol niklam mikdash. Kfar nisyachit tzivui lekol chelik vechelik. Okay. Now here he's still fuzzy wuzzy about it, but in Mishneh Torah he says very clearly shiva kelim, and he mentions what they are, and he says they are all called here nikol vakol. Nikra Mikdash. It means the Kalim are part of the Mikdash. And why are they part of the Mikdash? The Mikdash is a base Avodah, and these Kalim are necessary for the Avodah. However, the Ramban will see in Mitzvah Lama Gimel does not go like this at all. So the interesting thing is, okay, that again, the Rambam is clear of his opinion that the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit Avodah, they're both in Mishneh Torah certainly, in Sefer Mitzvah almost very clear, in Shurish Yud Beis not clear at all, okay, and the Ramban in Chumash is very clear that the Mishkan is a Mokom HaShechina. However, it's very clear also, you'll see in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, in Mitzvah Seh Lamed Gimel, the Tafkid of the Osli Mikdash is a Mokom HaVodah. We'll see about this in Mitzvah Shem. And I see it's all of the coin to the Ramban, which in Chumash is the Chetz of Mikdash, is a separate Mitzvah Minyan HaMitzvah. It's nothing to do with the Mitzvah of the Osli Mikdash. That's the way he does in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. And we'll see about that. That's what he says, V'atim tovim kol ma shechazavnu b'dini mitzvah say tireh shalakim b'cheshbon sh'arav kulam etzim v'shesh yobov mokoimam shesh mitzvah sh'arav v'seyem nozir v'asiyat al mekaporis. It's a separate mitzvah min yinam mitzvah. Separate from v'yosel in mitzvah. Let's now go over this discussion over here that the Rambam has. V'afkach bo letaye chaloka v'ech yeotsu, hine en loy limno is kol ma sh'oma v'yasisa mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, that the klei ha-mikdosh l'choy ha-chelek of the mitzvah b'nyin ha-mikdosh, and the Rambam b'nyin ha-mitzvah also, in Chof, we pointed out, that the shulchan, the menorah of the mizbech was the last, and kulam echalke ha-mikdosh, V'akol nikra mikdash. Very clear. V'akol nikra mikdash. That's Kapov's translation, but it's pretty close to the translation we have also. And it based on Bechira. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei and Vav. V'eilu hein advorim she'en ikra b'binyin habayis. Oysim by Kodesh v'Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'ilifnei HaKodesh mokrim echot. V'u'a nikra ulom. U'shlosh nikra m'heichal. Moshuch Ledovon, V'kio V'chanoi, L'kadish Yimeno, HaKohanim Yidei V'Ragleim L'Avoida, U'makoyim Beinu L'Mizbeach, Moshuch Ledovon, Shul Smol HaNichnas, L'mitosh U'Mizbeach, L'Kteres, U'Meneiro V'Shulchon, U'Shloshtem B'Sech HaKodesh, L'Fnei Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's no mention in all of them. And he's very clear about it that it's seven. And that's the Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer Avoida, that it's a Mokom HaVodah, and the Olin has nothing to do with HaVodah. Now, I just want to say something.
The fact that it's part of the HaVodah Yom Kippur and Payom
Levishal Tibur. What is that? You're talking about the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Olin?
I'm talking about the Olin.
It's not the Chesed of the Olin. It's the Mokom HaKudish of the Olin. It's Mokum Makudish, it's Momenachis, that even though if you don't have the Olam there, you still do it also.
All right, but by Hashem.
That's what it is, it's Mokum Makudish. What they did in Noi Begivov, Vesechnet, okay? Okay? That's Vesechnet. Okay, the Seder. Now, when the Rambam in Shurish Atziri mentions the issue of Avdomois, of Lechem Aponim, he talks about the Asir of the Lechem Aponim as Agadomo, as not part of the Mitzvah. Okay? But he doesn't talk about the Shulchan. Okay. When he talks about Hadlokas HaMenorah and the making of the Shemen as a Hagadomah, but he doesn't talk about the making of the Menorah. Because the making of the Menorah and the making of the Shulchan, according to the Rambam, is part of Mitzvah Chof, is a chelik of the Mitzvah Mikdash. And the same thing with the Echapnimi, all of them. Now, we're going to see as time goes on what the Ramban's opinion is. Okay? But whatever it is, you can understand, according to Rambam, once you're prepared to say that the Klei HaMikdosh, these Zayin Kelim, are part of the Guf and the Tzura of Mikdosh itself, then you could imagine that the mitzvah of Asiyas Tavnis is a mitzvah from Yira HaMikdosh, of Yira HaMikdosh, and includes the Kelim also. But if you're going to say they're not part of the mitzvah of HaMikdosh, it just came that it's Mishamshe before the Moed and the whole thing of Avodah Zarah, but you can't use the Rambam's approach that the Rambam puts it in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Beis HaBechira Mitzvah Saseh V'yom and HaMikdash Shnem and Mikdash Yitiro V'yosel V'yom HaLochi Yud V'yosel V'yom Shaseh Beis Tavis Eichel Asad V'tadis Ulam Chotze K'neged Ho'azor Shuchon B'tzua Shulchan U'menor B'tzua Es Menorah. That's part of Yus HaMikdash. Because the Menorah and the Shulchan are part of Mikdash. It's only the Lamb that could have done it. It's not only, you see, everyone just points out that the Lamb does it differently than the Rishonim. M'shamashim L'forach L'ofonah. But I'm just pointing out the opposite. It's only the Lamb, the Shitasai, that he could have done what he did. Because it's only because these Kelim are part of Tzua's HaMikdash then you can say it goes into Yiras HaMikdash.
What does it mean? What does it mean going to Yiras HaMikdash?
That it's a problem. A person Yiras HaMikdash is not only, that's what I pointed out in one of the shurim, a few shurim ago, that Yiras HaMikdash is not only the Shechina, but of the Guf HaBayis. And that's what the Rambam has two different things. It's only Ribui that it's Shechina, but that's only a few Shemakubo. But the Guf HaMitzvah in Teres Shebiksav is the Guf HaBayis. And the Guf HaBayis, according to the Rambam, is not only the walls of the Mikdash, okay, but the Kelim also. And the Yiras HaMikdash enjoins us for making a prototype of the Mikdash. And a prototype is not only the Tzur of the Mikdash itself, but also the Kelim, which are called Nikla Mikdash. That's the Rambam's Machadish. But it only could be because of the Rambam's Shita that these Kelim are part of Gufa Mikdash. If they're not part of Gufa Mikdash, there's no problem Yira Mikdash in the making of them. Okay? Now, what I want to do is take it a step further and show you how the Ramban turns the world upside down to his own point of view. The Ramban, in his Asoga, to Mitzvah Saseh, Lama Gimel says the following. Ulchein lo nimna anachnu, ulchein lo nimna anachnu, asiyas ha-shulchan va-menoiro, va-mitzveach mitzvah kne'at, mitzvah, mitzvah. He says, why don't we have the asiyas ha-shulchan va-menoiro, mitzveach mitzvah? Okay. מפני שנצטבינו לוסום לחם לפני השם תומד. That the mitzvah for Shulchan has to do with the mitzvah of lechem upon it. It's not mikdash. He turns the world upside down. The kelim are not part of mikdash. ותציבו עיתונו בהך שעבוד הזה שילוסום עיתוי בשולחן מתויר Cain or love, being in Cain. V'tzivoni is Barak. What about Menorah? Is Menorah Mikdash? No, Menorah is not Mikdash. V'tzivoni is Barak. Ba'lokas ha'ne'a l'fonov. V'seida l'onu she'tiye ha'lok v'sila she'alok azu b'nerf z'zor. Mishkola V'nyon l'keim b'cheim. V'nyon tashbishe kedusha. It's part of the mitzvah from Hadlokah. V'leichuch she'be'enad she'kosav v'yhagav she'heim chelik mechelke ha'mikdash. Here his hasoga and Sherishin Beis is over here. So the Ram held the best example of the mitzvah, which a mitzvah kolelis, and you have a Be'er Echos HaMaisa afterwards of Klei HaMikdash, is the Ramban says it's not true. But the Ramban doesn't say it in Sherishin Beis, the Ramban says it in the Hasogis to Mitzvah Lamagim. The Fi She'ein, then he says a very strange thing. The Fi She'ein HaKelim Chelik Min HaBayis, She'ein HaKelim Chelik Min HaBayis, Abul Heim Shtayim Mitzvahs, Ve'ein Al Ma'ak V'zu V'zu. And then, I'm not going to talk, we'll come back to this later, but this he just throws in like, you know, you think you know something. U'makrivim V'bayis, Afopi She'ein Bo Kelim Eilu. U'makrivim V'bayis, Afopi She'ein Bo Kelim Eilu. Which, you know...
You just come in and fuck it around, though.
Okay, we'll see. What is it?
I'm saying the Rambam holds that, but you don't have, let's say, you don't have a shulchan, right? So you can't be makriv on the mizbeach, because it's called in the asuli mikdash.
Wait a second. We pass the makriv makrishim bayis.
So that's a different din, but that's not...
Okay, good. So, but he's saying, but what's going on? What is he?
You don't have a shulchan, I could still be makriv on the mikdash, not all...
Okay, so we'll just see. Let's just see what we have. Makriv bayis, I'll appreciate it, but I can't. We'll see. We'll just see what I think we'll say. It's very strange, because it sounds like the Lashon Makim Mavshim Bayis, but it doesn't mean it at all.
But the list here in the Kalim he's saying, is he left that Aron. No, it could be that Aron.
He will sickle, but he will, if you're patient with yourself, or you happen to open up the Ramban in Mitzvah Lamagim, he will mention the name of Foolish, that Aron is a separate Mitzvah and Yom Mitzvah.
So that could be... it's seven minutes for Kodim.
Okay, but do me a favor. Before you say spoilers about something, read what he says and then we'll discuss. Okay. Okay? Now, he talks about Shulchan and Mizbeach and Menorah, the Hechsher Mitzvah, but we'll see, I don't think he's referring to Sherish Yud as Hakdomas. Okay? Because you see, I just want to read another line and then we'll go further. Vihine mikomokei hi mitzvah miyuchedet b'fnei atzmo. Eina hechshe mitzvah cheret ki menoiro v'hamizbeichos v'ashulchon. So then it means mizbecha is also only a heksha avoda, and also not part of the Asli Mikdash. So just see, this has gone further, okay? And he says mizbechos, so he's referring not only to mizbech hapnimi, but also mizbech hachitzen. So it means mizbech hapnimi is heksha bakteris, or whatever the avodah shama kippurim. And Mizbech HaChitzen is a Hechsher Fakrova. But we'll see what he means Hechsher. It doesn't mean Hechsher in the real sense of the word, because in Mitzvah Lamagimel, the beat is like this. Kosev HaRav V'amitzvah Shloshim V'sholosh Shenitzavu HaKohanim Lubosh B'godim L'gdula V'chovoy V'yod Yavdu B'mikdosh V'om Yisala V'yosisa B'gdei Kodesh. Okay? The Rambam says this type of mitzvah from Begadim. And he says it's a chelik for the mitzvah's avoid im obad behem. V'chein roi limnois big de klein godol mitzvo big de klein hegit mitzvah sheinis. Avo kulon chalotim mechelkei avoda hametzuva mimeno yitzale biyom manemorim bohem ukvar nizboyesh einboinim chelkei hamitzvos. It's part of the mitzvah. But it's a different mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah of Osali Mikdosh. It's part of the mitzvah from Avodah. And then he said, Ulechei loinim na'anach na'atziyis ha'shulchon va'amineira va'amizbeach mitzvah na'atshne savinu losu lechem lefonai tomim v'tzivo yisoro behechshu Avodah azay shehiz osu moisoy v'shulchon. So it means that the mitzvah, that the Asiyah Shashukhan is a chelik of the mitzvah Lechem Aponim. It's not a Hagdoma. The mitzvah is Shulchan and Lechem Aponim. The mitzvah is Menorah with Havloka. The mitzvah is Mizbeach HaPnimi together with Haktoras HaKteres. He's putting, he equates these together with Big Day Kuhuna together with Avodah. It's a chelik mechelik avodah. So it's not the akdomis of shirish yud, which is a prelude to a mitzvah, but it really is part of the mitzvah. But it's not part of the mitzvah of mikdash, it's part of the mitzvah of avodah. So then it comes out, derech aga, there's no kiyu of the vicious big day kuhuna shalibishat avoida. And the vicious bishat avoida is part of the avoida. And it's like the shulchan to lechem upon. And the vicious is not the asiyah v'echatinsa. But, you see, again, here it comes out, the same way I talked about, maybe the mikdash is not the asiyas ha-mikdash, the mikdash is kayim. The mitzvah of shulchan is not the asiyas ha-shulchan, but the mitzvah of the shulchan is kayim together with lechem aponim. The mitzvah of the menorah is kayim together with havloka. Because the asiyah from the shulchan, you don't have anything. That's only akdama l'chayim. But he's talking about the mitzvah of menorah is not the asiyas ha-menorah, but the asiyas ha-menorah is the fact that the menorah is kayim together with the halacha, or that the shulchan is kayim together with the lechem aponim. It's a whole different look on things. And the same type of look that we had, that the Rambam says over here, the mitzvah of mikdash is not the ma'isa asiyah, but that the mikdash is kayim. So it means, again, that when the Rambam says, "V'lehukshe ve'ena hatam shekosa bo'yarav, she'oma she'en chelkei mechelkei hamikdash, chelem mechelkei hamikdash, fi she'ena chelem, chelem habayis, elehim shtayim mitzvos eimach v'zu v'zu, u'makrim b'bayis av pi she'en bo'y chelem elu." So you would have said the Kelim Elu is the Kelim of the Hekot, because you need a Mizbeach. Because Mafi Mafi Shani Bayit, but you need a Mizbeach. Right?
Didn't you just say Mizbeach?
What?
Didn't you just say
Mizbeach? I understand, that's what I'm asking. But you need, you could, in other words, whatever you're talking about, what he means is you don't need the other kalim that are not necessary. You know, you can do the shulchan without the other kalim. Each kalim is independent. But the chayes is the whole portion. You can't have, because even without the bias, you need the mizbeach for that korban. So the chayla, that what he says, he's not a makrim b'bayis, afpi she'ein bo kelim elu. He's not referring b'chlal to the gemara makrim afpi she'ein bayis, and the gemara makrim afpi she'ein bayis means that the kedushas mokay is kayim even though the mechitza is not there anymore. Because that's the Gemara always says, kitchen v'shen and kitchen l'shayet and kitchen l'shayet. And makriv ma'pishen bayit, kitchen v'shen and kitchen l'shayet and kitchen l'shayet and kitchen l'shayet. Every time when the Gemara quoted. So the hechshe v'akovet kovonet is told to Kedushas Mokon. But yeah, and therefore Rashi says that if loy kitchen l'shayet l'shayet, you require kloyim to make Kedushas Mokon azor. Because you require Pesach Oil Moed. That's Rashi Megillah that Yerim and Aleph, Kloch Leheko, Kol Sachar Daita, Mokom Choyim is Heiko, Shein is Beach Bonu, Bazo, Kol Yashe Pesach Oil Moed, Shil Molek Kein, Loyer Makri, Machi Gamar Binyan, Vei Mitzchilu, La'akir Chobodus, Mishabol, Shal Bimei Kodesh, Kmo Shkot Bisei Be'ezer, Ve'aretz Ushnayin Shano, Achre Kein, Lo Nigma Bayit, Bishnah, so it means that you have a Bishnah, that's all he's trying to do. Or you don't have a Bishnah, you need this priest from Kalei HaKotzer. So, since you don't need a bias at all, L'chay L'Ramban has to interpret it differently, that it means that Makrivim HaPishen Bekeil Malolo. Because we said that Makrim Mapishen Bayis is a separate Hetak Krova. There's no Kima Krova. It's a separate Hetak Krova. Here the Ramban is talking about a Kima Krova. If you have the Bayis and you have the Keili, Shem Makrim Nolov, you have everything. And it's the real Kium. And it's the Etim Emes of Kima Krova. So then it should come out, hello, see I'm wondering, I said what Rebbe always used to say, that Bayis Bonu and Bayis She'eva Bonu are not the same, even though Kitchen Rishonim Kitchen L'Shayit and Kitchen L'Shayit, because the din of, you're not Chayim Malkus or Matam Mumba Ba'arabi, B'Kotchim B'Zman Hazeh. So I'm just, according to him, it should come out that if you have a bias, and you don't have the kalim, there might be a lav in the chiv malchus of matamum. Because the Ram says the kalim and the bias are two separate mitzvahs. And the bias bonui is bias bonui. You have a base on mitzvah. So you need a mizbeach b'teres machshir, but doesn't do the kiyum hakrova. But you need for the kiyum hakrova itself, as the same way shulchan is part of the kiyum of lechem aponim, and menorah is part of the kiyum malocha. I assume mizbeach is part of the kiyum hakrova. That's what should come out according to him. So I would say the opposite. If the bias is not there, according to Rabbi, but the Mizbeach is there, there's no Matumum. There's no Chiyuv Malkus. And maybe in Biskulov, I don't know if it's Chosam Eiser, maybe according to Biskulov, if the Mizbeach is there, there's no bias, there might be Chiyuv Malkus for Matumum. Even though the Ram says it depends upon bias. Not about Mizbeach. I'm not sure about that. That you should look over the grids in Zvokham and Nunhei. We quote Zvokham Chaim about Minuskam Mizbeah, so you can look over that. That grid over there, Nunhei Mizbeah, in Zvokham. Okay. Then, the Ramban says, in Lamed Gimel, Ulchein Etzli, Asiyas Olam Vakapores, Losum Shomo Egus, Timne Mitzvot Neatmur, V'al Takshav Loima, Shuloi Timne, Shuloi Nitzaviru V'deireis, V'loi Nats El Ruchis Habris, U'vavai Sheni, Shuloi Hoye Oloi, Shenignaz Mehem, Ol Kedivu Oime, Shegolo Lebovel, V'loi Osu Oloi Nacher, Shai Kvar Mona Olav, Masol Al Kotev, Mitzvotnei Lefisha Mitzvi Hikayam Zoladez, V'olim Im Luchis Abris Kaimon L'Oilom. U'mitzvot Siyosa B'Levim Ova Kohanim, Eino Nigda B'Zman, El Kod Man Shim So'onu Mitzvot L'Nosa V'Kotev, V'olim Hu Osa L'Goveis, Omein B'Meir V'Yomeinu, Yiyeh B'Meir, Omein B'Meir V'Yomeinu Yiyeh B'Meir. והנה היא מצווה מכלל המצווית, הכם את הדרס. וכמו שאונו מון הרב, מס אורן, כן באמת תמנה עשיוס עם מצווה, מכלל מצווה עשה, לפי שיועצת מצווה קיימת לנו. ואויד, שאם נעלה על דעתנו, חס ושלום, שיעובד או ישובר, מצווה לעשוי עשוי, כמידו הראשונו, לא שום שום לוחס, for Eidus, he b'chach nitzavim. The mitzvah is, asiyah tz'olim for luchos. V'hinei, mikol mokoi, he mitzvah miyuchedet b'fnei atzmo, eino hechsha mitzvah cheres, kiminoiro, u'v'hamizbeichas v'ashulchon. It's not a part of a separate avodah, but it's a separate mitzvah. And the mitzvah is, asiyah tz'olim, losum boyet haluchos. And so then the mitzvah behechetims is only if they're luchais to put into the oven. But if there's no luchais, there's no mitzvah to make an oven. Now there's no mitzvah, you can't mekayim it. The mitzvah is to make, it's not the pshat, I think the mitzvah David says they didn't make an oven by sheni because you can't, there was no shemen ha-mishcha, so you have to have a kilu mechanchin derech avoyde. There was no oven, there was no luchais to put in. It's not a chsolon in chsolon chimuch. The ganze chesed olin is an olin for luchos. And that's the same shtickle that Ramesha, that Rabbi said over from father, that's why olin was different than other kalim, they brought in the shulchan and they put on the lechem. In olin, they brought in the olin with the luchos inside. Because on Olin, on Luchas is nothing. On the other chesed from Olin is Luchas. So it's nothing to do. So then it comes out according to the Ramban that the Olin is nothing to do with the mitzvah for Asli Mitzvah. So it's the Napush point when he says the Chumash. The Chumash, or that the mitzvah from Mikdash, from Mishkan, is a mokuf mishchina, and the Olin. And according, when it comes out and say from mitzvahs, that the mitzvah from Olin is a separate mitzvah from the mitzvahs, nothing to do with Mikdash. So it's just the opposite. That's what it's saying. Where the Rambam, l'fum riyata, what you would say, Shurish and Beis, is the opposite of what he says in Mishnah Torah, and in mitzvah chof, and say from mitzvahs. But more clearly, what the Ramban says in Chumash and what the Ramban presents in Mitzvah Say Lamed Gimel is certainly the opposite. I don't know how you can count and say that the Ikar for Mikdash, what he says in Shmos, and when he's talking about the Atzeres HaDibros, that the Ikar for Mikdash, for Mishkan, is the Olin, and to say the Olin is a separate Mitzvah. Now you can say it, Chesed, I don't know, but you need a final book. Now, Just want to end off with a kasha, okay?
In Shmos, is he talking there about the makom dibur with Moshe Rabbeinu and the hemshech of?
He says, "V'hinei hein kedoshim uim shiyev b'hem mikdash rash chinat b'neim l'chein siva tchila al dvar hamishkan shiyev lo yibayis b'seichav makulish shmo b'shoim yidabim Moshe v'yitav et b'nei Yisrael." When he ika achayfitz b'mishkan, who mokam menuchas at shechino, shua oin. Kmo sha'oma v'no'ati l'cho, shom, v'dibati chome ha'kapores, alke hikti mo'olam ha'kapores v'kan, shua mokam b'machin. It's pretty clear. I don't know, you want to change it around? Whatever you want.
It couldn't be just that it's for that man of talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the ikar, but it doesn't mean, to say the third.
I see with chilo, shua, then, but there's no other mitzvah. So why make it taste it? You want to do it, you need a lot of work to do that. But, you know, the thrust of what he's saying over here seems to be a little bit different. That's what I would say, but taste it, I don't know. Ich weiß gar nicht. Now I want to ask you questions. According to everyone, okay? Do you show me in Megillah, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudbeis, Reb Yasser b'shem Reb Yechanan, zeh simen kol zman she'olim libifnim habomis asurois yotza habomis mutarois. Then you shama gidi Reb Zeira bo kumei Reb Yasser afilu l'shor go nahi de'eli. So it's going on and on. I don't know exactly how far, but they're asking about Eli. They're asking about Shiloh. Okay? Okay, I'm just telling you, there's been a Yonison over here you can look at. I used to look at the whole Yerushalmi inside. It's accepted. I have a lot of O's over here on this Yerushalmi. I don't want to get involved because you haven't seen Yerushalmi, so I just want to ask my question. And if you want, you can talk about it more. But I see the Tesefted. I might much went to town here. Because the Tesefted, the end of the Zvok, most you might want to see. The Tesefted you probably have known, but okay. Now that Ezel Bomo Gedela, at the end of the Zvok, Ezel Bomo Gedela, B'shat Het Abomis, Oil Moi Nosi Kedafoi, Ein ha'olam nosin shom. V'zeh sh'omal sh'din mishkan yesh loy rach kishu mishkan ha'edus sh'edus nosin boy. That's one of the Meshach, that's the Meshach Chokhmah says, okay, good, we'll see. Yeah, there's a lot of work over here, okay? Okay. Now, I just want to ask you the kasha. So, the Issa Bomois L'chayr comes out El Pesach, because it's El Pesach Oil Moy Loi Heviyu. El Pesach Oil Moy Loi Heviyu, because that's the problem of Govah's Chutz. So, HaMachayi B'Shut Echutz V'Shem Oil Moy Tali B'Olam B'Fnim V'im Kein Nil B'Olil She'Olen Hichal Hashem B'Mishkan U'Mitzosh V'im Yesh Kiyum Shal B'Yosan U'Mitzosh. Without Olam, because the Yishalmi is going on Shiloh, right? And the Olam, L'Cheira, it comes out as the Chal Hashem and Binyan HaMikdash, because that's what the Yishalmi is talking. Yishalmi is talking about Shiloh also. So how can you say that the Olam is not Ma'akev and Bayis? If the whole Pesach Olam Moyeh depends upon all in over there, and say the all is not makiv and bayis. That's l'chayr is what the Ramban seems to say. And l'chayr the Rambam, both in Mishneh Torah and maybe in Mitzvah Chof, the question what Zulatim is, but certainly Mishneh Torah with Shiva Kalim, that the all is not part of Klei HaMikdash. If the all is not part of Klei HaMikdash, so what does it do with Shabbat Chutz? What does it do with Shem Pesach Olam Moed? That's what I
the Rebbe is probably chaining the Bottom Aaron. So
I don't know if that's true. My Rebbe used to open the Rambam. And he used to open up a pair of dollars. Some people say it's a mechira. And he used to say, that's wrong, that's not the shot. He used to read like this. He used to say, as we say in Rambam, the Rambam says, ובאי שבו זה שלוים את הבית, ויועד השם ולכורד, בו נמוקרים לוברוס, לבנית בי האורן, למטה במטמוניות, עמוקרית והפלפולית, ויושיו המלך סיבו וגונגרית, במוקרים שבו נשלוים, שנאמר ויום הלווים מבינים לכל ישראל, הקדש לשם תנו את ארון הקדש, בבית שבו נשלוים, בן דוד, מלך ישראל, אין לכם מטה בקוטב עטו, עבדו את השם אלוקיכם. So he says, it's a bias with olive. That's what he used to say. He said, that's John Ramig inside yourself, that's what he used to say. Now. Okay. Now, he says like this. So that's the kasha. I don't know, Chesed. There's some of the answer to it, but certainly I always that. There's a lot more on that, but you certainly need to think about it. Now, when the Ram says, he says, V'achakach bo'e l'tayeh chaloko v'eichye osu, he may ain roi limnois ko ma she'oma bo'e v'yatsitza mitzvah v'fnei atma. So it comes out that chalokim are not a separate mitzvah. Correct? So the chalik comes out the clay of mikdash or the chalik of binyan of mitzvah binyan of mikdash, right? Now, what's happening over here? It comes out, the question is, which kalim are we talking about as part of the mitzvah binyan of mikdash? The kalim that the Torah with mitzvah batsiyosan can be echos ha-maisa. And those kalim are part of the mitzvah matzias hamikdash, and even the mizbeach apnimi in parashat tisav, which is later. So it comes out not all the 96 lishonos of the mikdash are part of the mitzvah matzias hamikdash, but those kalim which were part of the chalik of the matzias hamikdash of the beach hamaisa. So the question is, how do you know which ones? What about the clay ashochan, which the Torah also says Sibui about, and all the clay amenera, all the various kalim that it's talking about? In each of the kalim, it has the kalim which you use for that closed kalim. Okay? Maybe they also part of the mitzvah from Matzilis HaMikdash. So Rebbe asked this Kasha in Igus HaGrin, and he said to Father, when he went to Father, he says that it's only that the Kalim, which are Chalik of the Binyan HaMikdash, because they Kfuyim B'Mekoymah, and the Chalik of the Mikdash, only those are Kiyum, on Kiyum B'Mekoymah. But some kalim, even though it was a mitzvah to make them, if there was no kviyas mokhein for them, they're not part of the mitzvah binyan mikdash. That's why it's only Zion. That's what he said. And the Rambam v'cheira, if you look at mitzvah chav, says it. Because the Rambam says, ukfahis v'ayelu dine mitzvah zu b'chlolo kloima binyan mikdash v'tavnitzai u'binyan mikveyak ודינוי במסכת המחוברת לזו, והיא מסכת מידוי, וכן יסבוי את אבנית המנוירו, והשולחן, ומטבח הזוב, ומקומם בהיכו. What do you say, ומקומם בהיכו? So I thought it was alluding to whatever we wanted to say, that these kalim are only part of mikdash, the mitzvah of Masih is a mikdash because it's kvuyim ומקומם. However, this etim shtikl teva. The kvum mekayim is a chalashen and mitzvah and binyan hamikdash requires explanation. Because since it's the bir eichas hamaisa, why is it that the bir eichas hamaisa should only depend upon mekayim kvuim mitzvah? The bir eichas hamaisa, all these things, that's what the mitzvah was in the mikdash. So it means all the kelim and all the kelim and lechayim are part of it. If you tell me that the Be'echas HaMaisa is only a tear of Tzuas HaMikdosh, then that's okay. But L'chol, you can't say that. Because we said that when you talk about L'chol Mikdosh, an example, that the Mikdosh is Kayim, and the same way Tear is Achatos, we said the Mriku Shtifa is part of Tear is Achatos. Even though it has nothing to do with the Maisa Akrobo, and Shvius Kli Cheres, and Kibbutz Dam Chatos, so it means any tzibur which is kosher to the mitzvah is Mechal Be'echas HaMaisa. So the Chere should be Huadin, it should be Poshet, that the Klei HaShulchan also should be. Why should you say that the Klei HaShulchan should be worse than Riku Shtifa and Kibbutz Dam Chatos? And even it's l'chera, it's near a portion, according to Rav Chaim, and also my Rebbe, who have the opinion of Chaim and Sefer, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in Perek Aleph, where he says that that Akol B'Ksav is l'psul, and my Rebbe in Kovitz Chnushe Teira, B'nin B'nas HaMizbeah, said that the din of Kovik Sav Litzul is Likuva. Which is not like the Pashas of the Gain in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodea, in Simon Kuf Memala Sichet, where he talks about the Midas of the Menorah, and he says the Chayre is not Likuva. You'll see the Gain. So the chayra, what you're going to have to say, according to Chaim Arud, where they say that if you say that Kol B'Ksav is Rikuva, the chayra comes out that Kol B'Ksav is a pirush of Mekubo. Me Moshe Rabbeinu to meforish the mitzvah of Lassu Limitosh. Otherwise, how could it be Rikuva?
Or that Kol B'Ksav is also on the Kelim.
Yeah.
So you can't say that Kelim and Nechal and, I mean, the Kelim like the Mizrach.
The Mizrach, I don't know if it's in that Kol B'Ksav, I don't know if the Mizrach's there, and that Kol B'Ksav there. I don't know if that's true. So the Chira, then if you say that, that's the beer in the Medrash, the Gabi, the Mesirah, the Megillah. That the Medrash says, the Medrash Shmuel, the Atis Yatsu, the Shpata, Etchem, Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Yitzchok, Megillah, Beit HaMikdash, Shemotza Kodesh Bochu, Lemeshe Bamido, Oto Tapusha Makubo, Hoto Hu Dixi, Beata Poa Modi Modi, Omad Moshe Motli Yeshua Bamido, Hadu Dixi, Kores Yeshua Vitiatu, Omad Yeshua Motel is Caleb, Bamido, Hadu Dixi, Vayas of Yeshua, as called Shifte Israel, Kamov Yitiatu, Omad Caleb Motel Levir, Bamido, V'yatis yatsu omdu nevir motu l'dovi b'amida v'les l'kayim omad dovi motu l'shlovi b'roi b'amida v'yatu Hashem choneini v'akimeini v'asham alehem hakol b'ksav melamed shenitna b'mitzeres olai hiftil melamed shenitna b'ruch ha'kodesh v'tavnis kol asher boi hoye b'ruach imoy. So the question only is, it could be it's a Pirush HaMekubo, and then everything would fit. And it could be that these kelim are chelik for mikdash as part of Pirush HaMekubo. But then he becomes very strange. And so be a lomach. Shah Kalim Shisavala and Enochelikam. So the question is, which Kalim do you talk about? It becomes just very confusing. Where do you draw the line? How do you say, even if it's a call b'ksav, you have to go to a call b'ksav and work it out and see if it works out. Because it's not clear that what goes on in the call b'ksav is the same as the b'reich ha'samaisa. So how the Ram's b'reich ha'samaisa, and it only goes to these kalim and not to the kliyah shulchan, is still very strange. Batzlocha.
Pick up Mizbeach HaChitzan, Rambam.